Hi, I'm Sarah Dotter, Events and Public Outreach Coordinator for the Walnut Hills Redevelopment Foundation. And starting at 11 o'clock this morning, we're presenting the Cincinnati Street Food Festival on the streets of the People's Corner area of Walnut Hills. So the Walnut Hills Redevelopment Foundation is a nonprofit community development corporation working to enhance the quality of life in Walnut Hills. Our vision is a Walnut Hills that is vibrant, safe, healthy, and inclusive for all. So the Cincinnati Street Food Festival is a street food festival, and we have 15 food trucks of all different types, and they're all local Cincinnati food trucks. We also have Rheingeist beer, and we have four different types of beer, and we have live music from 11 o'clock until 5 o'clock. And all of our music is incredibly eclectic and varied. We have a Latin band, we have blues, we have rock. We have any kind of music that you could be interested in. We also have tons of activities for kids. We have a petting zoo, we have face painting, we have different games that you can play, we have a stilt walker from Cincinnati Circus. It's a great time for everyone, kids and adults alike. The Cincinnati Street Food Festival is today from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's on East McMillan Street in Walnut Hills between Copeland and Hemlock, right by Fireside Pizza. For more information on today's Cincinnati Street Food Festival, go to wvxu.org. Right now I'm reading Dead Girls Don't Wear Diamonds by Nancy Martin. Dead Girls Don't Wear Diamonds is actually the second in a series. It's called the Blackbird Sisters Mysteries, and they're like very lighthearted murder mysteries, if that's a thing. I enjoy them because it's easy to pick up and just kind of lose yourself and escape for a little bit. They're fun, and they also take place in the Philadelphia area of Pennsylvania where I'm from, so it makes me feel a little like I'm at home. Dead Girls Don't Wear Diamonds by Nancy Martin.